Hello, this is Amy Magnotta with this week's Investment Insights podcast. The agenda in Washington in September will be grueling. Lawmakers must deal with raising the debt ceiling, government funding to avoid a shutdown, and a new budget that will provide a reconciliation vehicle so that tax reform can pass with a simple majority vote. All of these items will likely spur contentious debate and require complex trade-offs to push through. The process will not be pretty, and the uncertainty could cause a bout of higher market volatility. We faced a similar situation in September 2013 when the government did shut down for 16 days. Equity markets sold off leading up to the shutdown, but once an agreement was in place, stocks rallied through the end of the year. The average government shutdown lasts 7 days and has limited impact on the U.S. economy or stocks. While no two circumstances are the same, the volatility created by that daunting legislative process in 2013 ended up to be an attractive buying opportunity. The reopening of the government requires some bipartisan cooperation, which can boost investor confidence. We believe that the administration serves as both a positive tailwind for the economy and markets, as well as a significant risk. The prospect of tax reform in 2018, which is not fully priced into the market, is a positive, as well as the more benign regulatory approach the administration has favored. Investors' degree of confidence in the Trump agenda getting enacted into law continues to fall, so signs of progress will be welcomed. However, there is a risk we are too optimistic regarding policy changes, or that the administration missteps with regard to the upcoming agenda, trade policy, or geopolitics. This could negatively impact business and investor confidence. We see additional positives, such as an improvement in global economic and earnings growth, and an elevated level of business confidence, all of which argue for tilting portfolios slightly overweight to global equities over the near term. However, September could bring additional volatility due to the process in Washington. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.